I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What did Tony Romo think of the match? Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson losing to Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning, friend of the show. Frank Caliendo called the match as Charles Barkley, Jim Nance, and Romo. Listen to this.
I really think he's going to need the hilarity because it isn't going to fix this.
Oh, Chuck, that was a bad idea to try and get inside his head. He's going to make you look bad. This one's going right in the hole.
I just don't see that happening, guys.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
How the f*** did you know that was going to happen?
Oh, just a little luck, Chuck.
That's good. Tony! All right, rank the impressions. Power rank the impressions of Romo, Nance, Barkley from Caliendo. Which one's the best?
Oh, man. The Romo one is good because it's so perfect because he does it, you know. But the Barkley, the voice of Barkley, I think, is the best. The actual voice. Yeah, the actual voice of Chuck, I think, is the best one he does. Of the
film. So that is hilarious. And then someone else? And then having Barkley on there, that's just whipped cream, you know? You have the sundae, and you have your dessert, and you have everything set, and then you have the whipped cream with Charles Barkley just chiming in with his terrible golf game and making the comments and making the jokes, and, of course, Tom Brady with the shot of the day, putting it right in Barkley's face after Charles was insulting him. Charles was, like, offering Tom $50,000 to put it on the green. Then he said, I should have offered you $50,000 to keep it on the planet. Tom Brady was getting crushed. And then someone else with an interesting voice is getting laughed at today for thinking, what, this event was going to be a joke?
This was the Mad Dog, Christopher Mad Dog Russo. This was a preview. When he found out the match was going to happen, he was not in at all. And this is the internet keeping receipts on this little broadcast of what was going to happen within the construct of the match.
To think the average American sports fan is going to die to see Brady and Manning jet on a private plane and play golf and have fun and all that kind of stuff on a clear day with blue skies and enjoying themselves when you and I can't get out of the driveway is absolutely ridiculous. Go find a couple of receivers. Go find an empty football field somewhere with nobody on it. Show some distancing. Do everything from the shotgun. So get a guy to snap you the ball. And I want you to explain every route that a receiver runs with you as a Patriot and Manning as a Colt. Every single one. And then give me basically a little infomercial with the situation, and I can watch that, and I can learn what a quarterback thinks with a receiver on his play what's Omaha mean? Then I'll get into it. I don't need to see Brady and Manning play a sport that they're not that much good at. They're not better than I on, for crying out loud. And it's a bad, bad look. We got people who are broke, out of work. The economy is going to fall apart. But it's okay for Brady and Manning to go fly to play with Tiger and Phil. And if Brady and Manning want to be beneficial to the American sports fan, you know what? Do some instructional film. I'd watch it. Put on the NFL Network, like Lombardi used to do with the power sweep. And there's a seam here. And there's a seam there. And you run this play right up the alley. Do that. The two best quarterbacks of all time, don't try to have fun when the rest of us might be sitting in houses with kids and wives for the next 9 months.
Holy crap. What a moronic, idiotic take. And he looks so stupid today. I couldn't be happier that how dumb he looks. Now, will he back off and admit that that was a bad opinion? Is he stubborn enough? Will he be like Francesa and you to say, no, that thing sucked, or he admit that he was wrong.
No!
Yeah. he probably is so oblivious to everything, he probably doesn't even know that's out there on the internet. He probably doesn't, but
he knows his own opinion. Will he say that he enjoyed the golf if he enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah, he might. Yes, he might say that he enjoyed it, but he wouldn't say that he was wrong then. No. No, no. But he might say he enjoyed it.
Troy, what'd you think of that clip? I know you love that type of radio.
God, you know, I just love people that scream because, you know, just get your point across way clearer when you yell at somebody.
See you later, alligator. Never want to show them all.
Oh, man, just makes it feel heavenly right there. No, he's not going to back off. He's not going to back off at all. But it was amazing to watch.
Did you watch and like it, Troy?
I did watch and like it because I am watching personalities. I didn't care for the golf. I know RJ hates when I make these points, but, like, what's the next one? Who's going to be in it? What some of the golfers they named that are going to be in this one?
We don't know yet. They're thinking about, like, you know, someone suggested Rory and Justin Thomas.
That's it. Yeah. Okay, Rory I know of. I could give two flying farts about Justin Thomas. I could care less about that. But when you have four personalities, yeah, it made it spectacular to watch.
And the bad golf helped, okay?
Yeah.
That's how you create jokes. That's how you get better audio. That's how you get reaction. That's how you get people tweeting, laughing at Tom Brady. And it caused you to love Brady even more. Here you are. Next thing, you'll be defending David Ortiz since you hate Boston and you are jealous of Brady being better than Peyton Manning. You have always hated Tom. You call him all-time overrated. And here you are writing email soliloquies last night defending him.
Yeah, I mean, what did you expect? Did you expect Manning and Brady to go out there and put on a show at the same level that you would see at the PGA?
Here's a win for Tom off the tees. If the thing went relatively straight and didn't, like, if you don't swing and have the ball just do two little dribbles in front, that's a win.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of his shots, like, he could – look, you want to talk about embarrassing golf. Try to chip – and, like, not even make proper contact. You know, Tom was hitting it, like, properly out of the ground.
Right.
But it was just shooting off to the right, shooting off to the left. But it's not like he was missing it or barely making contact like I do.
Right, because he's not a professional golfer. Yeah. And he's not retired.
His swing looked good.
He's got a better – his swing looks better than Manning's does. The results aren't the same, but the swing, like, when Tom retires and he's able to put 4 days a week into golf – he'll be a good player. But, you know, the people on social media that were happy that he wasn't a good golfer, like, oh, my God, this is so refreshing that Tom Brady stinks at golf. What level of loser do you have to be? I mean, how much jealousy do we have to harbor in our own life to be happy that Tom Brady's not good at golf?
What do you mean? Why are you so offended by that? He's Mr. Perfect. He's got everything in life. You like to see, you know, a little you like to see a little hiccup here and there for a Mr. Perfect type.
I like to see immortals be immortal. Like, I don't want to see Tom Brady. Like, you know, I don't.
What is this, a WrestleMania preview?
Yes.
What are you talking?
It is. You know, Tom is still he's not retired. He's still working. And I bet you he probably would have shot in the 80s. I mean, that round would have been in the 80s. I mean, to sit here and be happy that Tom was bad at golf just to make you feel better about yourself because you're not Tom Brady, whatever. I don't know. I was put off by that a little bit.
What is wrong with you? You get all soft.
Yeah, what happened?
Mushy. What a little stuck in
your panties.
Who do you hate the most in all of sports? Your number one most hated athlete.
Oh, man, John Starks, The Last Dance really changed things for me. I would say it's probably, I probably hated Tom the most.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably hated Tom.
Rather see Tom stink on a golf course or throw seven picks in a game? You wouldn't get any satisfaction or laugh if Tom Brady threw seven picks in a game. If this year the Buccaneers go 0-16 and Tom Brady sucks, you won't get any satisfaction out of that?
Oh, yeah, on the football field. But, like, you know, what I'm saying is, like, you know, just to use his golf game to take some enjoyment from his football prowess, I just found that a little off-putting.
Okay.
Like, he's not a golfer. It's not what he does.
Yeah.
You know, I'm terrible at a lot of things.
And Peyton, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Radio.
I don't have enough time.
A
left
day job.
Segment. Yeah, that's right. All right. 877-881-1053. Autoflex leasing Fantex for the most watched golf Sunday ever. And they raised $20 million, Russo, for them being selfish going out and having
there
fun.
There is only one more.
So selfish.
And talk about someone with a selection, a proper selection for sports. Doesn't he go on and talk about tennis all the time, or is it horse racing? Or is that Jim
tennis.
Rome? Jim Rome does horse racing, yeah. And Chris Russo's tennis?
Tennis, all the time.
All the time. So shut the hell up, dude.
Yay!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.